B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us from ESPN, and he is brought to us by the great people of Rothman Orthopedics. Let Rothman Orthopedics help you be what you were. Visit RothmanOrtho.com. That's RothmanOrtho.com. Without further ado, Adam Schefter joins us. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Just to set the scene for you, we are all broadcasting from our own individual homes. That's the world we're in right now.
Listen, it's a entirely different world right now for everybody. Everybody's making adjustments. Everybody's getting used to it. And I appreciate you guys doing your part to obey orders and social distance and to do the right thing. That's very good.
The only thing is I'm working on getting a home set up like you have, because you have the great bookshelf and all that stuff, man. You are the bar. That's where I need to get to with my home studio.
Well, I've had this for about 10 years, so I guess I've been ahead of the curve, right?
Mark, that would require you actually buying a book to read.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even own a bookshelf. The only bookshelf in my house is my daughter's room.
I've read Schefty's book twice.
See, Bob, I appreciate that very much, and I'm grateful. See, and this is a great time to go read the book, right? Like,
that's
people
right.
Have time in their hands. If you want to go read the book, go read the book.
Boom. Just like that. Now, Schefty, a lot of wide receivers went off the free agency board yesterday. They were just running off. And I saw, actually, you share something on social media, I think it was Instagram, of the free agents that were still available. And you look at Robbie Anderson and Breshad Perriman. Those were the two best wide receivers on that list, both off the board now. So really, in the wide receiver class for free agency right now, it seems like that's dried up rather quickly.
Well, yeah, there aren't a lot of guys out there anymore, and those were the two top wide receivers that were left, and Robbie Anderson went to the Panthers on a two-year, $20 million deal, and Breshad Perriman went to the Jets on a one-year deal worth, I think it was $8 million. And so when you look down the list of free agent wide receivers, and I'm just scanning through the list right now, I don't believe there's another guy out there that you say, boy, we got to go get this guy right now. Like, that seems like it's it. Now, I've said to you all along, and I felt this, and I still believe it, that I felt like the Eagles' best chance to improve that slot was going to be in the draft and going with quantity and quality, both. Go with multiple wide receivers and let them search. And let's just say they hit on a couple of wide receivers. I won't be surprised if they draft three or four of them, to be honest with you, okay? But let's just say they hit on a couple of wide receivers in the draft. Would you be okay with a couple of wide receivers with Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, Greg Ward?
All but Alshon Jeffrey.
Okay.
Yeah, it just because I think it's been too much of a problem in the locker room, and I think it's gone beyond repair, unfortunately. But if you're telling me three to four wide receivers in this draft when it's supposed to be so deep, and that obviously means you're going to use your first round pick on that. So, yeah, I'm excited about that, about getting one of these guys that's extremely talented catching passes from Carson Wentz. So, yeah, I'm on board for it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it all shakes out. I'm still not convinced that Alshon will be here. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. Not a sure thing on that, right? So we'll see how it plays out. But they're not just going to give Alshon Jeffrey away. That's not going to happen. But, yeah, I think it's fair to say that his future with the team is still up in the air, at the very least. Whose future these days isn't up in the air?
Right, yeah, tell me about it. Speaking with Adam Schefter of ESPN, the other aspect here, Adam, is when you talk about some of these guys like Robbie Anderson, he's going to Carolina to basically form the Temple Owl Carolina Panthers.
Amazing, right?
Two members of the coaching staff at least, with Carney going there now to join up with Matt Rhule. Robbie Anderson obviously there now. A slew of other guys. Matt Rhule is surrounding himself with guys that he's familiar with.
The Temple Panthers. And listen, that's what happens with coaches when they go places. They go and get people that they feel are important to help out. And I remember, again, I'll go back to my beat writing roots. When Mike Shanahan got to Denver back in 1995, he brought in a former 49er, the team he came from, at every unit on the field. And he felt like it was important for the rest of the players to have somebody to turn to during drills that had been through the system. Like, literally, He brought in a former 49ers defensive lineman, a former 49ers linebacker, a former 49ers defensive back, a former 49ers quarterback, a former 49ers wide receiver, a former 49ers running back, and a former 49ers offensive lineman. Every spot on the roster. And so Matt Rhule is effectively doing that with people that know his systems and know how he works. And I think it becomes more important now, this offseason, than maybe ever before, because these guys, there's not going to be an offseason program this year. It will not happen. And if we're all fortunate, the first time that players will be on the field with their new coaching staffs, I believe, will be in training camp, if we're lucky. If we're lucky. And so it's more important than ever before for the players that come into a new team to have some grasp of the setting. Look, it's not accidental that the Colts go out and sign Phillip Rivers, who's worked with Frank Reich and Nick Sirianni, the Colts offensive coordinator in San Diego. It's not accidental that the Panthers signed Teddy Bridgewater when the Panthers offensive coordinator is Joe Brady, who was in New Orleans with Teddy Bridgewater. It's not accidental that the Bears trade for Nick Foles when Matt Nagy and John DeFilippo and Bill Lazor work with Nick Foles in Philadelphia. Guys are going for guys that they know that the learning curve is not going to be as steep this offseason because of the other challenges that are there for everybody.
Chef, do you kind of lead it into what my question was going to be to you? And that's, you know, the NFL continued on as usual, in air quotes, you know, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, that's what they've done. You have the draft coming up, which people are questioning. But a lot of people aren't talking about that on-field stuff. Has the NFL talked about what might happen if they're delayed, like you were just saying, if things don't get started till later? Have they started to maybe address that just a little bit of what they might do?
In regards to the draft, Bob?
No, in the on-field stuff, in the actual on-field getting together and training camp, and if that's postponed, what they might do first season.
I got it. Well, look, I think everybody's operating under the assumption now that there's not going to be an off-season program. And by the way, think about what an advantage that is to the Philadelphia Eagles right now. Dallas Cowboys, new coaching staff. New York Giants, coaching staff. Yeah. Washington Redskins, new coaching staff. Philadelphia Eagles, how long has Doug Peterson been there with system in place? 5 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big, big advantage for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let me just say this right now. They have to be the favorites to win that division because of what this offseason is doing. And the fact that these teams can't get together, can't go on field, can't begin to implement and install their systems, and the Eagles have everything up and running. So, major advantage to the Philadelphia Eagles there. Now, Bob, in regards to the conversations about how these teams attack it, when they'll be on the field, I think teams are just operating under the assumption right now that there will not be an off-season program. They hope there will be. We all hope there will be.
Sure.
But I don't think anybody expects it, realistically. And training camp, I think that there's a quiet optimism that training camp can and will happen, maybe in a modified way. Maybe if it's pushed back, maybe we'll see how it all plays out, because nobody has answers to that right now, and we're all waiting to see. But teams aren't there yet. I think that they're busy preparing for the draft. And by the way, let me just espouse this right now, and I've begun to campaign for this idea, and I will continue to campaign for this idea, but in a year where there's no other sports, where there's no rush to get these teams out of the war rooms and onto the field for rookie minicamps, why not have one round of the draft every day for seven straight days? And so while you are having teams that are in their apartments, their homes, teleconferencing in, so with that, when they're on the clock, which this may be the case for the draft, they may be in their homes drafting or, you know, something like that. And it's complex, and teams may need more time on the clock to execute trades when there's big deals going on. So why not give every team more time on the clock? Why not make the first day of the draft the first round, the second day the second round, the third day the third round, and so on and so forth, and go seven straight nights? Sort of like the Hanukkah of NFL drafts. one crazy night for each night of the draft.
I like that. Hey, Shefty, how is this going to play out when it comes to the players that have workout clauses tied into their contracts?
Well, that's you know, again, Trey, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. So the workout clauses, they go away. I mean, you're not going to get a workout bonus right now. I mean, it's not happening because you're not working out with the team. And then there becomes the issue of injuries. Like, every year, there are some things that people haven't even thought about. Every year, there seems to be somebody that gets hurt, like playing basketball or lifting, tears his back. Like, there's just weird things, right? So, or even running, like you hurt your knee. What happens if the guy does it now? It's considered really a non-football activity. So teams then could put that player on NFI, which means non-football injury, which means they might not be obligated to pay them.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's going to be some unbelievably strange circumstances and stories that come out of this that people are going to be talking about. That's going to happen. I don't know what they'll be. I don't know when they'll be. I just know they will be.
Well, for the record, Adam, I am all on board for a full week of Hanukkah drafting. So I'm all
Hanukkah of NFL drafts.
I'm all for that'll be the slogan. I'm all for it. Now, there's always names that are buzzing around right now, and I don't think that the Eagles are going to be making any huge move before the draft. First off, do you see it the same way? And also, is there a hot name right now that is getting a lot of attention in NFL free agency?
NFL free agency is over. Okay, I mean, Jadeveon Clowney's out there, Jameis Winston's out there, Cam Newton's out there. Short of that, there's no other hot name that's out there. Okay, Ndamukong Suh's out there. I mean, there's some leftover scraps of guys that didn't get jobs at this point in time. Those are the names, but I don't believe there's some guy out there that Philadelphia's been waiting to get, and there's going to be some parade when they sign this free agent. I mean, I don't think that's happening. So now I think. I've always thought this, like, 1 week into free agency, everybody's on to the draft. And there are moves that are made and will be made. But by and large, teams are focused on the draft now and gearing up for that.
What is Adam Schefter doing are you self-isolating? What are you doing during this time?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm in New York, so it's the epicenter of it all. And so my wife is a type 1 diabetic, so, you know, we don't want anyone to get this, but we really don't want anyone with any pre-existing medical conditions to get this. And so, yeah, we've been in our house. We haven't gone anywhere. We're not going anywhere. I've made a couple of runs to the local market to pick up sandwiches for my kids. Other than that, we have not left. We're continuing to do that. We will continue to do that. And that will change. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but whatever it is, like, I just had a buddy texting me this morning, they're opening golf courses on Thursday. I'm like, are you idiot? Like, why don't they just shut this down for two weeks? Like,
yeah,
come on.
I don't know, Adam. There was a story in Philadelphia yesterday of people renting an Airbnb, I believe in Center City, and throwing a party because they couldn't go out to a bar to be with all their friends. They literally rented an Airbnb to throw a house party.
How dumb, selfish, immature, and irresponsible can you be?
I think we're finding new levels. We're finding new levels.
Yeah, we really are.
Everybody. Adam, have you watched any of Tiger King yet?
Is that on Netflix?
That is the Netflix show about the guy that owns tigers.
I've heard it was good, right?
It's fascinating.
Oh, it's awesome. You should definitely check it out.
Tiger King?
Tiger King. Adam, all I'll say to you is Joe Exotic. That's it. He will be the new fascination, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, Tiger King. Well, let me just say, like, every night we go through in Netflix, what are we watching tonight? You know, we were scrolling through there and looking to see. And so I will certainly look for Tiger King tonight.
There we go, Adam.
I can't wait to hear how you thought of it.
Shefty, always
it's
good talking to you, man.
Shefty.
Hey, guys, be well, stay safe, and hopefully it's a happy Hanukkah for all of us here in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Absolutely. Right, Adam Schefter joining us. Thanks so much, Schefter. Appreciate it, man.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Yeah, that's a great idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.